Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's Steve Winwood as a very young teenager singing that song, by the way. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach, the author of a number of books, and that's not even counting the books that he has to his credit where he's helped other people write books. That's what he does now. He's helping people. His website is actually called writingabookwithwally.com. I don't know how much more intuitive that could be. Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the book writing process for years now, Wally. I have been encouraging small business owners to write. You know, just to start writing, as rude as it may be, as you know, even though you may think you don't have anything to say, you don't know how to write, just do it for your own amazement. You know, the way I play the guitar, I just play for my own amazement. And just write something down, get it on paper, get it in the computer, and then sort it out later. What do you think?
First of all, nothing that you've never written will help your business.
I like that.
I think there's two benefits from doing what you suggest. One of them is the one that you might wind up with a book or something at the end of it. But I think the for your own amazement thing is important too. I've worked with people, not who are writing books to show that they're experts, but to explain their business to other people.
Right.
I've got a roofer that I did that with. That, okay, you've got problems. You're looking at your roof and you're thinking of something and you don't know what to do. Well, yeah, you can go to his website, but you can also have this little book that says, if it's this, it's this. If it's that, it's that.
Right.
Here's the time you should call us. Now, that probably does all the things we want a book to do. It establishes him as an expert in his market because nobody else has anything remotely.
And folks, never underestimate the power of being a third-party expert, even in roofing.
I would say especially in roofing, because in roofing nobody else is doing it.
No, I'm just saying most people think about that as a consultant or a futurist or whatever. They think about it in those terms, a talking head. But even a roofer, even somebody, a craftsman, never underestimate the power of you being a third-party expert. Go ahead.
And I should point out that this is not a 250-page book. This is about a 30-page book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's about his roofing stuff. But my point is, when he started out, he figured he had roofing cold.
Mm-hmm.
His second generation, his daddy had founded the company. He came in, started working in it when he was a kid. He figured he had it. And he's a really knowledgeable guy. What he discovered is there's a whole bunch of stuff that you learn when you have to set it down in print.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that your head says, oh, yeah, I know that.
But and it made him... And by doing it, it made him a better salesperson of his own product, didn't it?
It did. It also made him a better CEO of his roofing company.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean,
let me tell you something else. Here's something we can't minimize, Wally, to his customers. There are lots of roofers out there, and the prices are all over the board, and many of them are the same. And that booklet, I'm not going to call it a book. I'm going to call it a booklet, and I'll tell you why in a minute. That booklet differentiated him in a relevance way, in a values way, that will make him get way more than his share of the business.
Oh, absolutely. People keep that thing in a drawer.
That's right. That connected him to them from a relevant standpoint. And that's what my book's all about. From a relevant standpoint, from a value standpoint, in a way. The reason, but now I want to come back to what I said about the booklet. I'd always heard, Wally, that a book had to be at least 50 pages.
That was the old Postal Service definition.
I agree. But now here's the thing, though. Would it not help people if they're still laboring with the idea of actually producing a volume, if maybe you start out saying, why don't we just write a booklet first?
I've done that with some clients.
I mean, just sort of...
Some clients, that's the perfect amount.
Well, but the thing is I'm going to say, folks, I'm going to say 50% of you are going to blow right by that. And before you know it, somebody's going to say, excuse me, this is no longer a booklet. It's a book. Right?
I'll go for that. I'll vote aye.
last thoughts, Wally. You got a minute or so. What do you think? Wrap it up.
Last thoughts are, you help yourself, as Winston Churchill said, by writing about what it is you do. You learn from the process as well as anything else you can do beyond the book. But I want to leave one last thought if I can. You can't do anything with it. You can't do a book or a booklet. You can't make yourself famous or richer or anything else if you don't get it down. Once you get it down, we can do all kinds of things with it. But if you keep waiting for someday, which as you know never comes, none of the benefits come your way. The only way to get them is to start.
And don't care how it comes out of you. If it comes out of you as an outline, if it comes out of you as a poem or a song or a paragraph, I don't care how it comes out of you. Just get it out of your head. If it starts coming out of you, if you have these ideas and it starts coming out of you, let it go. Let it out.
Because if it's not out, it can't do you any good.
That's right. And sort it out later. That's the thing. Wally, I've sold a lot of books. You know that. This is my third book.
Oh,
I got two more coming. Dozens of people have helped me and are helping me turn these books into better books. You don't have to do this by yourself. That's the other thing, and that's another reason why we've got Wally, writingabookwithwally.com. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back soon.
I'll try. I need to be invited.
You're always invited. Wally Barker, ladies and gentlemen, writing a book with Wally. Check out his website. He'll help you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.